on WNYC, and maybe we think we're supposed to spend the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, in a frantic and stressful shopping frenzy. But Dave Isay, the founder of StoryCorps, wants us to spend at least part of it a little more quietly. He just wants us to listen. StoryCorps, the national project in which people interview their friends and loved ones, has reappropriated Black Friday as the annual National Day of Listening. This Friday, November 25th, is the fourth annual, and this year's has a theme, Celebrating America's Teachers. It's another day for giving thanks, like Warren Reams did, who was interviewed by his son, Jason.
Pop, you've been a teacher to me, to countless other people, and it's not always in the traditional sense of the word. What brought you to teaching?
Well, I had a fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Litch, and she wrote on my report card, I still have it, Warren is severely handicapped or something like that. And that made me so mad. I failed the fifth grade, and then Miss Burbridge, she took me under her wing and showed me that I wasn't severely handicapped. Mm-hmm. And I always will remember her, you know.
So in preparation for the National Day of Listening, we welcome Dave Isay, StoryCorps founder, back to WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be here. Where StoryCorps started, actually, right on this show.
And so. I'm so proud of that. And you know, always touch a nerve in the good sense when you come on, and already all our lines are full of people wanting to
thank their teachers,
give thanks to one of their great teachers. But before we get to them, and we'll play another clip that you brought from the StoryCorps booth, another example. Is this the first year you've structured the National Day of Listening around a theme?
Yeah. So the National Day of Listening, as you said, has been going for 4 years. And what we say is, on the day after Thanksgiving, interview a loved one as kind of the least expensive but most meaningful gift you can give. It's kind of StoryCorps do-it-yourself. And this year, across StoryCorps, we have an initiative celebrating teachers. So we thought we'd focus on teachers this year. It's also been a rough road for teachers over the last couple of years. I know many of them feel kind of beaten down. So we thought we would try and turn this Friday into a day where we hopefully kind of rain thanks down on teachers like snowflakes, as they so well deserve.
So let's go right to a caller who wants to thank a teacher. And this is AB in Manhattan. AB, you're on NYC. Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I wanted to say thank you to my fifth grade teacher from San Antonio, Texas. I'm in New York now, but Grace Diaz was just a miracle in the classroom. And it took that for me and my buddies, Josh and Danny. We were kind of hyperactive kids that just wanted to be all over the place. And her patience with us and kindness really, I think, you know, probably changed each of our lives in a certain way. And the way that she would compliment the things, not only that we did right, but the things that we kind of did a little bit, but she wanted to see us do more of, that just made a big difference. So I wanted to say thanks to Mrs. Diaz.
Great way to start us off. Thank you very
thanks
much.
For calling. What we're asking people to do we're asking people, if they can, to interview a favorite teacher. But if they can't, just do a post on Facebook, tag it at StoryCorps, or do a tweet with a hashtag thank a teacher. Start now. Tell all your friends. Let's get as many of these going as possible. This is kind of a modest public broadcasting campaign starting here to thank teachers on the day after Thanksgiving.
And is this just to do it in the privacy of your own home, or the privacy of, you know, the Paramus Mall or wherever you are?
Well, you can.
Or is this supposed to go on a StoryCorps central website or something?
Well, we have, if you actually do find a teacher, track down your teacher and interview your teacher, we have on our website, which is nationaldayoflistening.org, we have places you can upload your audio. We can't actually accept it for the Library of Congress because we have, which as many of your listeners know, is where the 40,000 plus StoryCorps interviews we've done so far go. But it'll be available on the web, and you can save it for years to come. But again, I have a feeling that tracking down teachers is going to be tough for many people. So if you can't do that, at the very least, just send a thank you. I actually on Thursday wrote to a favorite teacher of mine who I hadn't talked to in 30 years, and it felt really, really great. So I'd encourage everyone to do that. You can just do something as simple as send an email or make a phone call.
Ellen in Somerville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'd like to thank Mr. Prail from middle school. He taught social studies in Schuyler Colfax Wayne, New Jersey school system, and he was just a great teacher, and he taught us yoga, and I think he probably got in trouble for teaching us yoga.
He taught you yoga when he was supposed to be teaching you the five causes of the Civil War from the review book?
Exactly.
All right. Did you learn any history?
Sure. We also learned culture.
Great. Ellen, thank you very much. And it is often those teachers who go off the script.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I've been talking about this for the last day or two on the radio and doing some call-in shows, and it's a lot of people who are calling up saying, and I felt this way. I felt like an idiot at this point in my life, and this was a teacher who said, you're not an idiot. You know, and that's what we hear over and over again. And that moment of kindness is something that just changes people's lives.
Let's play another clip from StoryCorps on great teachers. One that really grabbed our attention was from a Nigerian immigrant. Do you want to set this up for us?
Sure. This is Ayodeji Ogunyi, who is a teacher in Chicago. He was studying to be a doctor. And in 2005, his dad, who was a cab driver, a Nigerian immigrant, was murdered driving a cab. And it changed Ayodeji's career course. So this is Ayodeji talking about how his life changed.
At the time, I was tutoring at an after-school program for some extra money, and these kids came from the same conditions that the people that murdered my father came from. A student came to the after-school program. It was probably around 16 years old. We were doing something where everyone had to read out loud. He stormed out the classroom, and I went out to talk to him, and he just broke down. He said, "It's hard for me to read." There are many people that cry because they're hurt, they've been neglected, but to cry because you couldn't read, that spoke volumes to me. So we got him in some other programs, and he started to read, and it just was like this gift that money can't buy for him. And by me giving that to him, I totally forgot about the pain of the murder, and I wanted to continue to give more of what I had to heal. It just dawned on me, everybody at some point sits in a classroom. That could be the foundation for everything else. So that's when I said that whatever happened to my father is not going to be in vain. I'm going to follow my heart and become a teacher.
Ayodeji Ogunyi on becoming a teacher after being inspired by a teacher. Part of the StoryCorps Thank a Teacher for Thanksgiving project. Dave Isay, StoryCorps founder, is with us in the studio. And let's go right from that to a college professor calling in who wants to thank one of his college professors. This is Professor Robert Hodge from Nassau Community College. Hi there.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's about the 10th time I've gotten through in the past couple of years.
Good.
I went to Manhattan College, and my favorite professor was Themistocles F. Akanchi. He taught biology and comparative vertebrate anatomy, and he was particular about pronunciation and also the easiest words the first day of class was ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. For the first 3 weeks of class, he went on and on about popliteals and watching girls popliteals, and they walked by his bookshop, and I finally looked it up. It's the muscle in the back of the knee. So I raised my hand the next time he said it, and I said, "You're just talking about the backs of knees of girls." And he said, "Thank you for having the intellectual curiosity to look up the word."
That's great. And
I became a professor probably because one of my favorite teachers was a professor.
And he has a name worth repeating. What was his name?
Themistocles F. Akanchi.
Thank you very much. I'm going to say it all day.
Absolutely. And please go on Facebook, go on Twitter, and do a thank you to him, however you spell that.
You know what I'm curious about, Dave? Have you noticed any, like, two or three most common things that come up that people say about or to their teachers in these interviews?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what we hear from teachers over and over again is that teachers themselves are feeling – even that – I mean, I met Ayodeji in Washington when we launched the teachers initiative. And he said, you know, people look at – ask me, if you were going to be a doctor, why are you a teacher? You know? And you know, and there's this sense of pride and this sense of, you know, it's time for people to recognize – that, you know, people for whom teaching is a calling, it's a very, very high calling. So we hear that from teachers constantly and from students. It's what I said before. It's people tracking down teachers who at a particular moment in their lives said something that helped them realize that they were smart, that they had something to offer, helped them find their path. And we hear that over and over and over again.
Here's one way of finding the pay. Oh, let's see. Did I lose this one? Where was it? I guess this person hung up. I wanted to take somebody who was going to thank a college professor for advising them not to go to grad school, but just get out there and live. But I guess that person didn't want to hang around.
Well, that's interesting because that's another thing. You know, part of the nature of StoryCorps is that because of the kind of broad life questions that are asked, it's very much a transmission of wisdom kind of project. So we also hear those kind of nuggets of wisdom from people, you know, passed from generation to generation.
And actually, now I know why I couldn't find the caller on our board. It wasn't a caller. It was a comment on our comments page. So it's Pretzels from Reading, Pennsylvania. And maybe her professor said, just give yourself a nickname like Pretzels. But Pretzels writes, John Hudson, my geography professor at Northwestern, not only opened up worlds of destinations for me, but gave me the best advice ever. Don't worry about grad school. Get out there and live. Let's do one more. Efi in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Efi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Who do you want to thank real quick?
I want to thank Lois Wilsboro. She started what was then the Summer Bridge Program and is now the Breakthrough Collaborative. And she was so involved in so many of her students' lives, and so many of them have actually gone on to become teachers or to become leaders in some way. And she just was an amazing person. She even adopted one of her students. She was that committed.
Thank you very much. Dave Isay, do you have a teacher in mind you want to pay tribute to?
I do. I thanked her last week. I actually haven't heard back from her. So, Mrs. Moustakis, you owe me an email. There was a teacher when I was in 11th grade who, when I was moved to a new school, was very kind to me on the first day. And it's those kind of moments that you remember when other kids maybe weren't being so kind, you know. And also turned me on to James Baldwin, which is not a bad thing. So I want to thank Mrs. Moustakis. Anyone you want to thank?
I'll thank my high school saxophone teacher, James Glantz, for teaching me that music wasn't about just playing the notes right, but really about showing who you are.
Thanks. And I hope everybody get on – again, you don't go on the internet, do a thank you, give a phone call, send a note, write a note, but thank a teacher on Friday.
At StoryCorps.org?
Yeah, so you can on Facebook, tag it at StoryCorps. On Twitter, it's #ThankATeacher.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
You too. Great to see you.
StoryCorps, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.